Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers. Number 6. The Office of Misfortune and Adversity. The Lord has permitted misfortunes to come to men, poverty to press upon them, adversity to try them, that he may thus test those whom he has placed in more favored circumstances. And if those to whom he has entrusted his goods are faithful, he declares them to be worthy to walk with him in white, to become kings and priests unto God. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.